This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After a day that stretched into this morning, the U.S. Senate convenes later today for the start of opening arguments in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, with House Democratic managers arguing he should be removed from office. Just before 2 a.m., the Senate voted along straight party lines to adopt the procedures put in place by Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a framework Democrats describe as unfair.
I ask unanimous consent that the trial adjourn until 1 p.m. Wednesday, January 22nd, and that this order also constitute the adjournment of the Senate.
Without objection, so ordered. The Senate is adjourned.
The AP's Tim McGuire reports a rock-solid GOP majority turned back every Democratic Party attempt to subpoena early witnesses and documents to bolster the case against the president.
The tallies for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's multiple demands were the same.
The yeas are 53 and the nays are 47.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 47. The motion is tabled.
Hours after Schumer and the House managers began their action, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asked of the minority leader
whether he might be willing to enter into a consent agreement to stack these votes.
Schumer's response:
we will not back off on getting votes on all of these amendments, which we regard as extremely significant.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Among the witnesses Democrats want to hear from is former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. In Davos, Switzerland, at a news conference, the president was standoffish on Bolton testifying.
He knows some of my thoughts. He knows what I think about leaders. What happens if he reveals what I think about a certain leader and it's not very positive and that I have to deal on behalf of the country? It's going to be very hard. It's going to make the job very hard.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization meets an emergency session today on the new coronavirus, which has sickened hundreds of people in China and beyond. Now found to be spread by human-to-human contact, the infection has so far claimed 9 lives, and there is a new case reported here in the U.S. state of Washington. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has a report.
The majority of infections have been detected in China, but the virus has already spread to other countries, including Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines, as millions travel for the Lunar New Year holiday. Scientists in Hong Kong have warned of the super spreader disease, and authorities are adamant the virus will be brought under control. The health scare has brought back bad memories of SARS, another coronavirus that broke out in China in the early 2000s, which killed nearly 800 in a global pandemic. Health authorities across the globe have stepped up their screening of travelers arriving from China, and some Chinese pharmacies have even run out of face masks as people stock up ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday.
That was Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The WHO today will consider whether the outbreak, which originated in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, should be declared a global health emergency. It's believed the outbreak started in a seafood market, which also sells poultry and wild game. Iran says it needs equipment from the United States and France to download black box information from the Ukrainian passenger plane it accidentally shot down. Here's Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina.
Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash, has said France should handle the flight data and voice recorders as one of the few nations with the ability to analyze the information. But Tehran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran has faced U.S. sanctions for years that limited its ability to purchase modern planes and buy products with American technology.
That was Francesca Lina of Reuters. Schools were closed in Thailand's capital Bangkok today because of unhealthy air pollution levels. The worsening of the city's already diminished air quality has coincided with the annual sugarcane harvest, which normally runs from November to March. Pollution from cars and trucks, weather patterns, and industrial emissions are also blamed. Agriculture officials say a new round of locust swarms has hit Ethiopia and is again threatening crops and food security. The United States plans to work with the UN to prevent and control the spread of locusts. USAID is training more than 300 experts and providing 5,000 sets of protective equipment for locust fighters. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.